This is the Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. Of course, we've been waiting for almost 3 weeks now since that initial meeting between Port Augusta City Council and the state government to deal with antisocial behaviour in town. Like I said, we're still waiting, and it's getting a little bit frustrating for people in the community who have been calling in and asking if they've just maybe missed what the decisions have been. I'm joined this morning by Brett Bembo, Mayor of the Port Augusta City Council. How are you this morning, Brett?
Good, thank you. Jordan, yourself?
Not too bad. How are you feeling about, I guess, the slow process that the antisocial behaviour solutions have been from the state government?
Well, I'd be lying if I didn't say there's a sense of frustration similar to what the community are feeling, but these things do take time. I mean, we did put a suggested option to the state government on the 10th of February, which was to put a resource group together with some lead people in the team, as in CEOs and CFOs and so forth, to work through the services that are being provided currently and the funding to make sure it's being directed correctly. So I received an email back from the state last Thursday, I think it was, with our original list had 13 people on it, which just sounds like a lot of people, but the list I got back now has got 12. But amongst those 12, there's four local or state or local government representatives. That only leaves a small amount to me of top-level people running the services. So, look, we'll continue to work forward with the government. I'll touch base with the member steward again this week and work through this list, but the intention is to have people in that room that can actually make a decision and walk out of that room. We don't want to have another group or another committee or another panel that meets and then says, well, we'll go back and give that to our leaders and they'll come back with the decision. So this is a very important subject. It's a very touchy subject, and I understand how the community is feeling because I see it every day. And I do believe that the state do as well, but we need to move on this. We need to come to a resolution and get a fix for this, but not short term. It's got to be long term. So sometimes waiting a little bit longer and not rushing in, it could be a bit of benefit to everyone.
So you said 12 people on that committee. Have they all been named?
Look, there are names on the list, but I won't make that public because those names could change. So it's no good me sharing those names and then those people don't actually end up on the group. Once we've had a locked-in group, we'll be happy to share that, and I'm sure the state will as well. And the member steward, I'm sure, will share that. But hopefully by the end of this week, I will provide what we need along with the CEO, what we're suggesting. And again, the Port Augusta Council is advocating for this to occur. We're trying to encourage the state government to get involved and fix this issue and look at and review the services and what's going on. So it's not a council-run project, but we're pushing hard and advocating hard for something to change and get something right here.
So it sounds like, I mean, it has been 3 weeks since that last meeting, but do we have any, I guess, time frame for when these things will be up and running, once this committee will be meeting?
I'll be providing the revised group people that we want on that resource group to the minister tonight, and then I'll wait for feedback from that. But I would hope that we would have something by the end of the week locked in so we can start moving and sharing this with our community.
How is the antisocial behaviour issue in town at the moment, seeing as it has been quite some time since things have been, since the ball has been rolling?
Look, from a CBD perspective, it has improved. SAPO are doing a fantastic job, but unfortunately what happens now from the feedback I'm getting, it's moving out to residential-based areas. So it's impacting on people in their homes and their streets, which we don't want to happen. We need to get on top of that as quick as we can. Look, this is not an easy thing to fix. It's a very complex situation. But we need to try to work out how we can resolve this. We don't want it spreading out into residential areas and upsetting people with normal lifestyles, but they don't deserve that. So we need to focus on that. And look, I hope to meet with the police this week just to see what their focus is and where they think they can stop this from occurring. But it is a very complex situation once it starts going to that area.
Brett Bembo, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, Jordan. Have a good day, mate.
That was Mayor of the Port Augusta City Council, Brett Bembo, on your Classic It's Breakfast.